RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaidi.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Me. Get over here, Marcus. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Still to the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Some taco tastes like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. Hey, this one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I'm moaning, everybody! Sorry, I didn't know how hot your volume was there. It went from 0 to 100 for me? Working it out. It's almost a new year, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. No, I don't hear you. It's okay. We'll figure it out. Getting unarmed.
Got it.
Do you?
The light came
on.
Yeah,
now we're good. All right. Hey, radio, ladies and gentlemen. We're good to go. Happy days, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's going to get a little chilly.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I know. I was thinking about going to the nut tomorrow, but it's apparently going to be too chilly of a nut.
Even up there?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it. Them puppies going to be in your belly.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I don't know if it's a good day for the nut. So
nope.
I think you may have to pass that one by. Hello, Vlad. How are you, buddy? Everything good?
Good, buddy. Leroy, how's everything with you guys?
I'm good. Leroy was making fun of our small talk before we got in there. We were just having some pleasantries as we walked in.
Dude, he goes, how was your Christmas? Good. What'd you do? Nothing. Just chill with the kids. Okay. Good talk.
We're going to, all right. It was just being pleasant. Just having a good time, baby.
Don't want to, you know, overexpose everything before we get on the air.
No, that's not Leroy. Leroy's like,
I got plenty
he's
more.
He's got a show before the show.
Yeah, I got plenty
he's
more.
He's got a show before the like, show. But he gets so excited about ESPN trivia. He's like, oh, who was the last AFC wild card to make the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
So we were doing that, going down that rabbit hole before the program today. But yeah, man, let's get after it. As the Miami Dolphins, they win yesterday. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 20-17. Not the greatest football I've seen in my life, to be honest with you.
Hey, Sharon is Karen Baker.
Oh my God.
He was baking all right.
What a first month he had, huh?
Yeah.
What a first month he had.
I don't care. He was exciting. It was exciting to watch.
But here's the problem. He had nobody to throw it to, and now he's just chucking it.
Yeah. Did he have nobody to throw it to? What, it was like 2 weeks they were really banged up?
No. Remember, Evans missed, 6 weeks?
Well, I know Evans missed a lot of time. He got a lot of receivers, though.
Godwin was hurt, too.
Yeah.
They were throwing. There's a lot of quarterbacks that wouldn't get this kind of pass to Baker Mayfield. What has happened that Baker Mayfield has gotten this kind of love?
Oh, he doesn't get a. I mean, he doesn't get a pass. But I'm just saying that's the reality of it.
Dude was still in the Christmas spirit the way he was giving away the football yesterday.
Oh my goodness! I mean, one pass he threw when they were actually moving the ball pretty easy, and he threw the ball, and I'm like, Is it a free play?
Yeah.
Because when sometimes you have a look at the screen when a quarterback just throws one he had no business throwing, you always think, oh, it must have been a free play. There's a penalty somewhere.
It's a shame the Dolphins aren't in the NFC South. That's a shame.
Next week would be.
They should be.
Well, yes, geographically, well, they should be.
Well, keep in mind, the AFC North is struggling too.
Who?
The AFC North.
Yeah, but they got the teams and the names that they want.
But the record is the record. I'm just saying, from record perspective, they've thrown up some stinkers. That whole division.
Yeah, I guess the Steelers figuring it out that took a hiatus last.
But you do understand. It would have worked out if the Dolphins were in the NFC South.
Yeah, I mean.
They would be playing for the title right now. I mean, the division title.
That Saturday game is like, they're like, oh, we got a winner. There always comes a time where they have the winner-take-all crappy division game that they put on a highlight. They're like, listen, people love winner-take-all. But that game is going to be terrible, right? Like, it's like Panthers-Bucks for the NFC South.
Because it's too bad. The Panthers have come on strong lately. But it's two bad teams. And it's like okay, let's turn on the TV. We got three turtles racing.
If you would have given the Saints one more week, they would be right there. That's how bad that division is.
I know.
That's like the Saints.
And wait, it's notorious for being that way a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's the weirdest division.
That division and usually the NFC West.
Yep.
They also have, because remember, Seattle, the year with the Marshawn run, they won that division with a losing record.
Yes.
And end up winning the game.
Yep.
So they won a playoff game and still never got to 500.
Well, I mean, if the Bucs win, they're going to, with a losing record, they win the division.
Right.
And so they'll get to host,
right?
Somebody.
But Seattle made the playoffs, but they didn't get to host the way it worked out back then.
They didn't?
No.
Are you sure?
Seattle.
I think Seattle went to
New Orleans.
I thought they beat the Saints.
Did the Saints play them there?
They beat the Saints with the beach.
With the run. Yeah. Right. Right. But that was in New Orleans, though.
No, it was in Seattle.
All right, my bad.
New Orleans they were the defending Super Bowl champs.
And they had to go all the way to Seattle.
Right, yeah. Even though they had the better record.
But, yeah, man. Hey, Quinn Ewers, huh?
Good first half. He's got a decent arm. He's got he makes some good on-time throws.
He did the dive for the first down and then did the first down thing. Everybody was fired up. He spun the ball.
Yeah.
He's
more athletic. The problem is that, again, let's let it play out a little bit. Because right now we're at the point where, you know what your best meal is? Your next one. Right? So we're at that point right now where you could have put Boo Boo the Fool at quarterback, right, and we would all be celebrating everything he does.
The whole thing with him out there was just like people were so excited to see somebody who could do something with physical tools.
Right.
That you're just gonna be dazzled by anybody. And I was like, it was a good first half. It was a nice first half. It wasn't
And again, it goes back to the point that I've made now. This has been a couple of years, right? If you're having success early in the game and then the door is just shut in the second half, that's about your adjustments. It's not about them
turning
it up.
Right. The second half was not like
– It was the same thing.
The only difference was you had the lead.
It's been the same thing for year after year after year. I don't know what the solution is to that, but – I'm thinking to myself, somebody in that organization, some coach, somebody has to have a conversation and say, look, man, it's the same MO week after week after week after week.
Right.
What are we doing? What are we doing that we can't adjust to what they are doing? Because it almost seems like now a team will play, don't worry about the first half.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get them in the second half. And it never fails. Like, I'm telling you right now, I have never, ever, ever seen anything like this. Not for this long. I've been telling you this for a couple of years now.
Yeah, like I see Schmeithen, who's he's like, oh, well, the Ewers is proof that McDaniel isn't the main problem. And I'm like,
no,
I don't know if it does. I don't know. Like, it felt It felt different in the first half. It was great to have it explode. I think, did like everybody just look at the pass to the weasel, and that's like, you've been so horny for big plays like that, just like that satisfied you, and everybody was just good to go because it was great. I'm not saying he didn't look decent. He looked capable, but I didn't sit after watching that game and be like, Dolphins got their guy.
Right.
I didn't feel that way afterwards. Like, I still feel.
You've been telling lies for years. No, I haven't, dude. I've been pretty consistent about this basic fact. Every game, even when we're watching the game together, like, coming out of the second half, there are no adjustments to. Like, usually coaches could overcoach, and they may make adjustments before they actually stop you, right? Which is fine. Because you think that's what they're going to do. But they never come out and do the same stuff. They always have a little nuance off of that to give them. Because, you know what, look, they all got iPads. They all go to the sideline. So just imagine if you have 3 or 4 or 5 series in the first half. They're all looking at that.
I don't feel like anything that happened yesterday should have any bearing on Mike McDaniel's job security. If anything, I feel like, To say that what happened over the course of this season should be eradicated by the Dolphins finishing 8-9 or 7-10 or what, like, the damage is done. The team got worse every year he was the coach. This continues to be a huge problem.
Is that a but is that the new car smell? Because it's happened a couple of times here.
Is that what new car smell?
Like, a new coach comes in, they have that first year. And then it gradually declines.
I mean, it's just the facts. Like, they had a good first couple of years. They were more talented also. They
remember
had
Adam Gase first year, right? Like, it just seems like that seems to be the goal.
Yeah, but that was his fault. He was an idiot. He's like, he was one guy. He's like, oh, we have a great running team. He's like, ah, I don't want that.
Right.
Well, I'm out of here.
I mean, your guy was on bad knees.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe? Dude, right now, I bet you wherever he is, he's limping.
Perhaps. He's always got back-to-back 200-yard games.
Yeah.
He's always got that. Devon Achane continues to be awesome, though.
It just looks so effortless, yeah. Right?
I did get mad at Mike McDaniel when he kept throwing to Dulcich in the red zone, though, like behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh, wait, we got one.
What?
Dr. Toboggan. What did he say? Say Dulcich de Leche.
Dulcich de Leche. I like it. Give him a point. I'm happy with it. But I was like, when that play, when he threw that little one to Dulcich just standing there behind the line of scrimmage and it got blown up, I'm like, come on, Mike. Come on, Mike. You can't have intangibles just standing back there.
That's not his speed.
They did better. Like, he did adjust, and then they had one where he was in the end zone. I liked that.
Right.
But we all saw he's just like, no. When he just got in his head, he's like, the Dulcich thing is going to happen. And that whole drive, it didn't happen. I'm like, come on, man. What are we doing? You know, and then he finally got here. Oh, I should give it to Achane. He's awesome.
Hard Rock needs to sell ewers, skewers. What would they consist of?
I don't know. Feels like just Texas steak.
Oh,
you know.
I tell you, it'll cost about what, $80. Mm-hmm. Put steak on anything in the stadium, not unless it's that, you know.
I will say though, it was a good. I mean, like the benefit of yesterday was the rookies played well.
Yeah,
you know.
I think that
great performance by Quinn. Good performance by Quinn. Nice play by Theo Weiss. Marshall.
Yeah,
awesome by him. Zeke Biggers had the block. 7-9, but everybody else.
The thing,
Kenneth Grant had some nice stops.
The one positive thing, this is the first time in a number of years that you, at the end of the year, talk about 5 or 6 rookies that maybe are going to contribute for the next few years. Like, they've all gotten better. Usually we only talk about 1 or 2 guys.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a positive thing.
I don't know how many guys, though, I look at them and I'm like, those guys are going to be, like, bona fide stars, though.
No. Everybody's not going to be a star. Okay. But Biggers coming in,
yeah,
and cause that. like, yeah, everybody needs one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you don't – to say that, oh, they're not going to be stars. Well, how many teams, all their players are stars?
Not all.
Right. Just but, no, yeah, you need – you know, right now, if I would say stars on the team, I would say Brooks. I would say A-Chan.
God, he looked pissed riding that bike.
Yeah. I would say
– That's the list.
You think that's it?
That's the list.
You think that's it?
Of stars on the team?
I mean, all right.
You got one star, man.
Who?
A-Chan. That's it.
You don't think Jordan Brooks is – I mean, you know, did you see the team when he was out?
No.
Not good.
Right.
I yeah.
You don't think he's a star? You don't think Jordan Brooks is a star? I think he led the league in tackles.
A-Chan's a star.
Because he carries the football? Then who's give me a name of a star on defense? Any star? Miles Garrett?
No, Miles Garrett. Yeah,
based on the amount of sacks, yeah. He's about to break the sack record.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
Okay, but what about a guy who leads the league?
Listen, he's. I respect him. I respect Brooks. I won't say that. You know what? Down here, he's a star. But I would think nationally, I don't think they.
Well, they didn't have star cachet. They didn't pick him for the Pro Bowl.
Right.
You know,
they did snub him bad.
He
leads the league in tackles and tackles for loss.
But there's a lot of guys. I mean, there's a lot of linebackers that led the league in tackles that you wouldn't consider them like.
But they get their flowers.
They get their flowers locally and from the media here that covers them. But it may not be nationally. Like Luke Kuechly wasn't leading the league in tackles, but he was a star. You understand what I'm saying?
Who?
Luke Kuechly.
Remember from the Panthers?
Okay, yeah.
Concussions, he cried.
Right, you know. Ray Lewis is a star because they, you know, people knew him. But,
I mean, are we talking about production or knowing? Like,
production, there's a lot of guys who produce that aren't, you wouldn't consider them a star.
Who? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm just saying, like, anybody who leads the league in anything, we know about them.
No, not necessarily, bro. Not necessarily.
Who leads the league in rushing?
Who?
Cook.
James Cook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who leads the league in receiving?
But would you say James Cook is the number one star of his team?
No, it's the quarterback.
Okay.
But that's going to be the case on a lot of teams.
Not necessarily. San Francisco, we all know who the star is. That's Christian McCaffrey.
That's not really a sexy position, though, anymore. That yeah. position had a lot more cachet back in the day, the linebacker.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
is Fred Warner's probably the only like mainstream guy right now who gets that kind
and
of
and he
love.
Ain't even playing.
So I would say he probably should be a star, but he doesn't.
The thing is
but
that
I don't necessarily know. Like, if you were to say, I think A-Chan's probably turned himself because of fantasy football into a household name. I don't necessarily know if Jordan Brooks.
It's hard to do with
does without, that in the position.
I would also say that the thing that matters more is people don't like. To me, a tackle for loss is just tackling another dude, other than quarterback. I mean, it still counts as a negative play. But sacks are more important.
Yeah, it's kind of like, but having him be your second best player. It's not like I think Zach Sealer is the only interior defensive lineman to have double-digit sacks back-to-back years. I love Zach Sealer. You know, he's probably my favorite player on the team. I wouldn't necessarily say he's a star.
I didn't include him.
I'm not saying, right. But that's why I'm saying this is what you kind of equate it to. Like,
because it would go here. Here's why. It would go to pass rusher, right? Not interior. It's hard that when you think, and to Vlad's point, I'll give him this. When you think linebacker, and you think interior D linemen, those are rare where those guys in that position are stars. Usually it's your pass rushers, your cornerbacks, you know, a safety every now and then. But the key positions are corner and pass rusher.
Did you guys enjoy Josh Allen missing that throw yesterday? Because that certainly
did. Oh, it was wide open.
That was great. Woo! I loved it.
Hey, wait.
That was a
wide
great
open.
Play. That was a great play for everybody that would say, oh, why are you going for the for two at home? You're at home. Now, if you have a call like that, that's going to work. That would have worked if the quarterback made the right pass.
Yeah. No,
right pass. If he throw a pass that he's thrown 1,000 times in his life.
I don't understand.
Is it safe to say under the circumstances and the conditions?
Oh, he squeaky cheeked it. No, he definitely squeaky cheeked it.
Because he, oh my, he threw, he wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't close. I loved it.
It was a perfect design. You know, it made it even difficult because the receiver, while running that route,
ooh, that was a nice route,
could have fell at any time because it was so wet and wet. He kept his feet. He kind of slow rolled it. He didn't try to just stick his foot in the ground and took off. And I'm like, oh.
That was a good route.
Why? He could have, you know what? He could have threw that left-handed. He could have just let and just lofted it and let him run under it. No, there was nobody over there.
He could have taken a little bit more time to actually set himself to throw the ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how wide open Shakur was. Right. He, that route was so nasty.
There we go, yeah. Squeaky cheeks.
Look, oh,
squeaky
my God.
Cheeks.
Too much. He's like, geez, dude. Even Shakur's like, hey, come on, man.
You know who would have made, you know who would have made that pass?
Hmm?
Quinn Ewers.
Maybe. I did like that one where he just kind of flicked it to Dulcich.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Tua would have made it, too. He's left-handed.
Nah, he wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, nah, he wouldn't.
When Dulcich
he can make those throws.
Yeah.
When he had that little flick to Dulcich, I was like, yeah, pretty good.
The
nice.
Fact that it was Dulcich.
Dulcich, man, he did so much Dulcich in my life.
Dulcich Cabana.
Yeah. I did not expect it. You rascal. I did not expect this much Greg Dulcich in my life. I'm not saying
I even
that.
Saw your boy make a catch.
Oh, that was another good play.
Yes.
Yeah, he had plays. I'm not saying it wasn't a nice performance by him.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
I was just like you know.
I think you're so excited to see any good play from the position that we only pick the parts that make us feel good.
Yeah, I think people are not, I think people are just happy not watching a quarterback stress them out when he drops back because they're like, well, this could end in a pick. This could end in him getting hurt. You know, you're just like, ah, Ewers, durable. Flick of the wrist. Is it the best?
the Josh Hart Dulcich runs like an intangible.
Oh, he does, dude. He does.
Hey, guess what? Compared to Tua,
is he?
He's Usain Bolt.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Is what? Yes, he is an intangible.
Dulcich?
I don't know. I was asking questions. I was looking.
Dude, no, I saw.
I would like to introduce me to the first and only
brother with
non-intangible Dulcich.
Questions. I just
come
this,
on. You go.
It's
with
supposed
your,
to be a safe space.
Go with your brain, Dulcich.
I was in the locker room.
For sure.
He's intangible.
Okay. Good. Just making sure.
I mean, you know,
I don't want to claim somebody who's not.
Oh,
you know?
No, he's all yours, baby.
All right, cool.
He's, him and and Julian Hill.
I don't think Julian Hill is.
What?
I don't think so, dude.
I don't know if he's a
no.
You know, Julian.
They not. Run alike. I don't want him. I don't like. He ain't got no. I mean, Waller could barely move. By the way, he's struggling out there to move. Because I saw him run, he looked like he was. Ooh.
Yeah.
And stop, you can't throw him 2 yard pass. He can't separate.
We'll take a break here on the show. Lots to get to. Back after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Why don't y'all let me have fun like that?
What do you mean, dude?
Like Chuck.
Like which? Who? Like who?
You just want to make fun of people? I feel like you get to do what you want. I don't feel like we put a lot of restrictions on you.
All right.
I don't feel like we put a lot of restrictions on you.
Oh, man.
We were talking about Charles Barkley making fun of Draymond on Christmas. He's like, all right, see you guys. And he goes, oh, you'll see us during the playoffs.
Oh.
He said they're going to have a guest. We got a guest this year.
But Chuck always leaves himself open with these jokes with bling bling. It's up to
you. Yeah, but he don't like.
That was Draymond. That was Draymond's comeback. He goes, yeah, I guess I'll bring my rings with Shaq. And
Shaq's like, you ain't got no rings.
He's just like, go.
You ain't got no rings. How many rings you got?
I mean, Chuck. It's really tough when you do bring a guest in and.
It does, but it's the only note you have. Like, he got him with some new stuff. He's like,
oh, yeah. I mean, of course, with the argument with Steve Kerr. And there should be odds when Draymond and Jimmy Butler go at it.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you.
There should be odds.
I'm telling you.
Vladbook.com has a.
I think I got Jimmy. Just because he
little young.
Yeah, but I'm going to say, Draymond is not to be played with. He got a level of crazy I don't know if Jimmy has.
I would agree with that.
I mean, because Jimmy ain't never been close to giving his own teammate a two-piece in the soda.
No. A lot of running and being held back.
Right.
You know.
Whereas Draymond.
Draymond, we've seen a blast. Now, it was way under his weight class, you know, but looked a little like Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua.
Speaking of Anthony Joshua.
Did you hear
what happened?
No. Yeah, he was in a car accident this morning in Nigeria. Well, I don't know what, I guess this afternoon in Nigeria. I don't know what time it is in Nigeria. But yeah, he's apparently fine, but it was about and two people died in it.
Yeah.
He wasn't driving. He was in the back, but they had to like get him out. I mean, he's a giant. He's a giant.
Oh, he wasn't driving.
No.
It was like a taxi or Uber type situation?
They said it was an SUV and apparently it hit an idle truck. And apparently two people died. I would imagine the people probably in the front, but they had to like get him out of the situation. But it was very scary, very scary.
He's, I would imagine
he was on, I guess, vacation in his home, or I don't know if that's going home for him. I'm not sure.
No,
he's not from Nigeria. His
family
British.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay.
His family is.
Mm.
So that was that was scary. Because they said it, and then they said minor injuries, but then you looked at the way they had to get him out of the car. And
it looked
jaws of life, baby.
He looked pretty shaken from it.
Yeah.
He looked pretty.
You like, could you imagine, first of all, seeing two people, if it's the people in the same car with you.
Yeah.
Right?
That's going to F you
that
up.
That dies, and you're sitting in the back seat and can't get out.
Yeah, that's going to F you up. So, hope he's okay, but that's obviously a very scary situation for him.
That's scary. Like, yeah, man. Like, I remember seeing an accident on the highway, and it was terrifying just seeing it.
Yep. We were talking during the break, going down to Boots on the Ground tonight.
Oh, you going?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go check it out. Gotta watch him.
Did you? So Vlad, here's what we were talking about in the break.
Okay.
I said, if you took the best on the Heat's team at each of these stats, collectively, they wouldn't add up to what Jokic is doing.
Okay.
So he's 30, 11.
And 10, right?
And 10.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually 30, 12 and a half, and 11.
30, 12 and a half, and 11.
Okay.
So take each one of those stats, take the best player from the Heat, and they don't add up to those numbers.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, he is a three-time MVP.
No, I know. I know. But even for him, that's crazy. The only guy who's the last two guys to do it were to finish the season with a triple-double was Harden. Did Harden do it?
Harden and Westbrook.
He did it. He also did it.
Can you imagine Jokic those two guys year. Were on the same damn team with KD?
Well, that's why they had to have their own team.
Yeah, that was crazy, right? Those two guys and KD.
Only one got crapped on, though. Only Westbrook. Even though he won the MVP for that, like, everybody was like, yeah, but we regret giving it to him. Like, no, you didn't. You kind of liked it when it happened.
I mean, I think of all the guys, the guy who is the least controversial and just plays basketball is Westbrook.
Least controversial as far as, like,
whining and complaining about.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's had runs. He's had, I think people get tired of his stay and whatnot, but I think it's.
I mean, Harden's just
a dude. I think people like Russell Westbrook as a guy, but basketball wise, people always seem to crush him.
It's amazing because all Harden does is just eat chicken wings, show up and play basketball.
Did you see what his line was on Christmas, Joker?
56. Was it 56, 20, and 12 or something like that?
It was 56,
20.
16 rebounds, and 15 assists.
Dude, you can't do that if you're playing by yourself.
That's crazy.
Right?
No, I couldn't. I would be tired after
first
6.
He can go 56. But the assist, too?
Yeah.
That means he's got the ball all the time.
It was amazing.
I love when they say we need to just get Joker, get the ball out of his hands.
Bam is.
He goes, I shoot anyway.
Yeah. Well, he shoots this moon ball.
And he puts it behind his back.
It's beautiful.
He puts it behind his back.
Yeah, it's really.
He's 7 foot, so you can't get to
it. Yeah, I can't miss watching him play basketball. I got to watch that tonight. And Bam's going to play. Bam's coming back.
It's the holiday season.
Oh, Bam is coming back?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probable for tonight.
They need him.
Hey. Yo, dude. It's the holiday season.
So?
Go hang out with the fam.
I'm hanging out with him. I'm hanging out with Joker tonight.
Listen, I'm not gonna lie to you. Sometimes when it's not like he's gonna come back again. He only comes
right.
Once a
I gotta,
year, so
I gotta,
you gotta
see, this
see
guy.
Him.
Yeah,
I'm like, already like, hey, can I push my luck on?
He really
Saturday Ant Man's here.
He looks like a moose, right?
But that's Joker. The one you got to take the family to.
Joker's a moose. He's just
he's a
giant.
Moose.
Come on, of course.
Are the brothers coming?
That's of course.
Hey,
oh, is it one of
Kawhi Leonard did? Put up 55 Saturday?
Last night.
He was mad. He said he's going to send him the bill for his hair because they wetted him.
Oh, his braids?
Yep. He was mad. He was like, ha, 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 sending you the invoice.
Who? Oh, the team?
The
teammates?
That's funny.
His own boys?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Listen, if he needs to Ponzi scheme to get under the circuit, he's not a man barting with his money.
By the way, they started to play well.
I know.
It's crazy because... Is he healthy or he's just getting through?
Nah, he's healthy.
They had a game where Brooke Lopez hit 9 threes though, and he wasn't playing for them. So like they've been doing some weird stuff. I went on Saturday. I watched the Heat play the Pacers, and it was
that
great.
Game looked like it was going to be a close game. Then it wasn't.
That's kind of what the Pacers are.
It's not their fault. They're not healthy.
They're not healthy.
They have a lot of their guys from the finals team though. Like Nesmith came
but
back.
But they ain't got the guy.
You know, like
what is Denver going to be like if I take Jokic?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Well, we're not.
Siakam was amazing for like 3 quarters, and then
I'm not comparing Haliburton to Jokic, but I.
But I'm just
point.
Saying the
I
importance.
Understand.
The importance.
Yeah. No. They had an intangible named Furphy. I was like, who is that guy?
What?
Johnny Furphy.
Furphy? Not a Murphy? He's a Furphy?
He's a Furphy.
What in the hell?
I was like, Furphy? Anyway, it was good, though. Jovic, great game. He's back. He might be back.
Pella had a couple games, good games.
Oh, listen, I'm not here to say whether or not it's Pella Larson's team, but I'm not here to say it's Pella Larson's team. Like, he is...
What a Tobinism.
He is... I think he may be the intangibles gold standard.
Him?
I think he is. I think he may be. If you told me pound for pound, number one intangibles.
Why is he always getting his face busted?
I don't know.
He's got a big schnauz.
Yeah, but dude, he's always getting hacked.
It's not his fault.
Yeah. He got hit. There's an account that says, did Pella get hit? And the answer three times in that game was yes. Yes, he did. Because he just puts the face right there in the danger zone. But no, Bam should be back tonight. He missed the last couple of games with a back injury. Tyler, we're at 27 games. No, Tyler.
I'm gonna say this, and this has nothing to do with what I think, or well, it has everything to do with what I think. But Pat Riley has to be just livid.
Can't love it.
And it's not. It's an unfortunate situation.
No, he's actually loving it.
Because he ain't got to pay him.
He didn't pay him. You would have got caught if you paid him in October.
So
well, you still have to pay
him. Let me ask you a question.
No, you don't.
I'm saying you still.
Just from a monetary and dealing with this year after year after year,
mm-hmm.
Do you try to trade Tyler so you don't have to deal with it?
Oh, I think that's probably something they've kicked around. There's no way that Pat – I agree with you 100%. There's no way Pat Riley can be thrilled that he is.
I mean, you remember 2 years ago was his biggest complaint with Tyler
I'm
and
not
Jim.
Here to question anybody's pain tolerance, and I know Tyler said that he came back early from the foot thing. Bam had a toe sprain. He missed 6 games.
No, I told you about
and
toes.
And Tyler Hero has a toe bruise, and he's missed 9 straight.
Well, let me – so what do we say?
I'm just that's
sprain versus a bruise. Bruise is closer to boo boo than sprain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just say that. Bruise, boo boo, mommy kiss it, make it go away, so you go back to school, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, did it say bone bruise or just toe bruise?
They says it's called a toe contusion.
Look, I'm not one to talk about other people's injuries.
But you are.
But I'm going to just say this. The thing that has had Riles just livid the last couple years was all the guys he's paying missing games.
100%.
Right? And here's another year, for whatever reason, either the extra bone in your foot that start bothering you at age 27 or 28 in your life. Or the toe bruise,
mm-hmm.
Okay, it's real close to boo-boo, and then him saying, I want to be maxed out.
Well, which he even backed off of once the season got going. Well, you know, it doesn't have to be the max. I don't know if I think all extension, unless he's signing, like, for $5, I don't think there is extension talks now. I think at this point,
no,
like,
Tyler shouldn't be having him.
You're missing half the season. That's half the season.
You're
almost at half the season.
But again, like, I know it's unfortunate. The circumstances are what they are. But I would say this. Like, you don't ask somebody, you can't ask somebody to give you $50 million a year and you ain't gave them $50 million a year's worth of service. Has he ever played all games?
Last year he played like over 70. He played a lot of games. Last year. That was the most he played.
All right. Well, because then we had to.
And then we dealt with
Jimmy drama.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So if I'm Pat, I'm just like, can we just get everybody to participate for a majority of the season? It's always something. The last 5 years, it's been something. Every year when you think you got something.
Yep. He can't love it. I'm sure
one guy has been. Always in that some kind of way, whether it's with injury or something. Mm-hmm. It's Tyler.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Not durable. Take a break. Back after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know where I started getting hip to Linkin Park? Even before.
It's either a superhero movie or a Guitar Hero. Which one?
Huh?
Which one?
Linkin Park is from the Transformers.
Oh, yeah. Man, my son's like super into comics right now, but like some of these comics are pretty violent. We were reading one of these and I was like, I think you're a couple years away from this one, dude. 9 years old, dude. It's this. He likes this Batman Who Laughs, which is, I guess, a Joker version of Batman. And I'm like, this is pretty gritty. I'm like, I don't think you can read this. I think we're gonna put this away for a little bit, dude. Some of these the comics, I didn't realize they play a little loose with the rules. The actual comics, not the movies. Because even Batman, I would say Batman's the darkest of the movies. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something about, I mean, I think it has to do with the two, like, I always hate watching those movies because it's always just the cinema itself is dark. Mm. It's just dark all the time. You know what I mean? Like, brighten it up. Put some light on it. It's always, like, the film itself.
Yeah.
Is always dark.
Somebody's saying Tyler Hero and Jalen Waddle, samesies.
Yeah, no.
Waddle got hurt again.
Did he?
Yeah, he busted his ribs. He came back in the second half, but he didn't do anything.
Oh, let me tell you. Busted ribs?
Mm-hmm. No play. Don't play.
Dude, I got more spots from calcium when my ribs healing. Yeah, ribs are the worst because you can't breathe. Can't do nothing. Turn nothing. Over. It's one of the worst injuries you can have is ribs. It's hard to say they're samesies because Tyler can perform without another guy. Mm-hmm. Jalen can't.
Right.
And so if at the end of a game you look at his numbers.
I think what sucked probably has been that he's had to, like, everybody thought, oh.
He's going to step up.
He's gonna be great, and we have gotten nothing.
Well, how much of that is the quarterback? Because you can't complain about both guys.
Right. I don't know.
Right, you can't say Tua was terrible, Tua's a bum, and then say Jalen Waddle was a bum too, mm-hmm. because they both depend on each other.
Sure.
So, if the quarterback sucked, then do you give the receiver a bit of a break? I'm not saying that he deserves one, but I'm just saying if you don't have the quarterback to complain about the wide receiver, it's tough.
He hasn't had a very good year, Waddle. I mean, but yes, there's
but neither
also
Tua.
But the quarterback play has also been pissed poor.
Right.
I think everybody was probably under the assumption though that once Tyreek went out, like come on,
he was going to step up.
He
right.
was going to step up, and I don't think that's been the case.
Like, well, he didn't step up because Tua went the other way too.
True.
He can't win 50-50 balls. Like, dude.
You okay? Come on, man.
It's just so, talk football. Like, it's so frustrating that that's what they go to because they saw it on TV.
What's up? 50-50?
50-50 ball.
Gotta win the 50-50.
You know, most of your top-notch receivers are wee lads. And a lot of them can't do that because they're fast as hell.
Not Mike Evans.
He's not Mike. Mike Evans 50, is a giant.
50-50.
Okay. Who almost had a great catch from Philly. Who's the Philly receiver?
Oh, A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
Did you guys see the video? Did you guys see the video yesterday?
Whoa.
Oh, because I love this. Because A.J. Brown fascinates me because he is so good, but he hates being on Philly. He hates it.
He hates it because he can't get no run.
He gets the most boring good team. What are they? Not they won yesterday without completing a pass in the second half. That's crazy.
They had 17 yards in the second
half. That's so crazy.
They had 17 yards of offense in the second half.
And this Sirianni is walking up the tunnel, and he's just like, yeah, who's talking now? And A.J. Brown just looks at him with the just.
Did he go, I am.
He's just like, are you kidding me, dude? Like, you're proud of that? Like, we had to squeaky cheek it that entire second half. We couldn't move. He hates his head coach. And I just find it fascinating because it's just like,
I think, you know what I think is like, he hates the cheerleader aspect of it.
Probably.
Right? Like he's one of those people that, yeah, I can look at the product and say that we won and yeah, that's great, but we didn't play well. And he doesn't want somebody, especially the head coach, celebrating and talking trash like you just played the best game ever.
That's what all coaches do. Like, it's what Mike McDaniel goes out there after they win a game with the Commanders and everybody wanted to lose that game. He goes, that's how we do it, guys. We apologize. We know what a coach says. We don't apologize for winning. That's a bad win. That's a bad win. When a coach says that in a speech, he knows, hey, we got away with one.
So, and here's where, and this is why I want to fight people, right? Guy throws at me, DK Metcalf catch 50-50 balls. DK Metcalf can barely catch, dude.
Did you see?
Do you not understand that's why he's not on Seattle? Because he can't get open.
Couldn't even catch that guy's jaw.
I'm just saying. Like, that's who you come at me with? DK Metcalf?
Point for Toby!
I saw over the break. Did you see the press conference? I didn't even watch the sound, but I just saw it all over my. I saw on my Twitter account the fan who got snuffed, the fan who got snuffed by DK Metcalf. He had a press conference, suited and booted, except for a Detroit Lions fitted ball cap backwards while he's taking the press conference questions.
Why are we do? Okay, dear NFL, you're blowing it. Let me tell you why. Because we live in a world where people want noties. People want to be famous. People want to do that thing that gets them out there. Okay, and by this going on the way it did with the press conference and DK Metcalf getting suspended, you're asking more people to do what that guy did.
Yep.
And you don't even realize it. You're not smart enough to realize that now you're promoting more fans to do this based on how you handled this situation. Go look at this. We are now having press conferences for the guy who almost got knocked out by DK Metcalf. Are we that shallow?
Oh, man.
Is that, Vlad, is that not crazy?
This was him.
That's the NFL, baby.
We are promoting this. Yeah. The NFL is promoting this by going after the players. So you can look good.
I'll tell you this right now. If he gets sued, DK should sue the NFL and the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Because this is not the first time this guy has had a.
Well, he already lost. DK. What?
He's already lost $45 million.
Yeah. And he apparently, doesn't he have some guarantees that this could mess up his whole contract?
Yeah.
No, it messes up any bonus for his contract.
Oh, my God.
Oh, because and this guy's having a press conference.
Now it is DK's. He should have handled it better.
He should have handled it better.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. He should have handled it better. Right? But
if you stalking
you,
me.
You do understand. And here's what sucks about this. And I'm gonna tell you the unfortunate thing about all this. You'd be amazed at what people yell. Right? If anybody would yell some of the things that fans yell from the stands at you in the street, they get a two-piece, right? They know it, you know it. But they feel that they're in the comforts of that stadium. They bought a ticket that they can yell whatever they want. Now, DK Metcalf said, this guy, you know, said some inappropriate things. And right now, it almost looks like that guy is celebrating the fact that I got DK Metcalf mad.
Which he denies, by the way. And I don't think there has been video variants that he did say.
You couldn't hear what he was saying. His hair was in the way.
I think what he kept saying was he called him by his full name. But when he did go back to his seat, he did celebrate that he got him.
Right.
So either way, he was whatever he said, his whole point was he was going to antagonize DK Metcalf and then hold a press conference.
it's that's it. Right.
Crazy.
Yeah. There you go.
Take a break. More to come here on the show, including what a Christmas rumor we got. Back after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.